Theon Greyjoy was seated on a bench in Riverrun's great hall, enjoying a horn of ale and regaling her father's garrison with an account of the slaughter in the Whispering Wood. "Some tried to flee, but we pinched the valley shot at both ends, and we rode out of the darkness with sword and lance. The Lannisters must have thought the others themselves were on them when that wolf of Robb's got in among them. I saw him tear one man's arm from his shoulder, and their horses went mad at the scent of him. I couldn't tell you how many men were thrown."
"Theon," she interrupted, "where might I find my son?"
"Lord Robb went to visit the Godswood, milady."
It was what Ned would have done. "He is his father's son, as much as mine. I must remember."
"Oh, gods, Ned!"
She found Robb beneath a green canopy of leaves, surrounded by tall redwoods and great old elms, kneeling before the heart tree. A slender weirwood, with a face more sad than fierce. His long sword was before him, the point thrust in the earth, his gloved hands clasped around the hilt. Around him others knelt: Grey John Umber, Rickard Carstark, Mage Mormont, Gorbert Glover, and more. Even Titus Blackwood was among them, the great raven cloak fanned out behind him.